Adult swimming is both a safety skill and a confidence-building journey. The idea that adults are too old to learn is false. Research shows no meaningful difference in motor skill acquisition between age groups, so adults can learn swimming effectively at 25, 40, 65, or older. The main barriers are fear, negative experiences, and lack of structured practice, not age. The numbers are clear. About 25% of adults cannot swim at all. Another 20 to 25% fear deep water. 44% would fail a basic water safety test. Less than half can perform all 5 basic water safety skills. And about 40% drop out of swim classes shortly after starting, compared with 6% of those who participate with a friend. Those figures show that adult swimming is a widespread need, and support strongly affects persistence. The central point is that adult beginners should start with mindset and water comfort before technique. Fear often comes from childhood incidents, limited exposure, or feeling out of control. The response is to acknowledge anxiety without judgment, work with a trained instructor, and use gradual exposure. Start in shallow water. Practice controlled breathing. Use flotation devices. Splash the face. Blow bubbles. Slowly move toward floating and submersion. Progress should be incremental and never forced. Motivation matters, but it often follows action. Adults are more likely to stay consistent when swimming has personal meaning. Safety, health, family activities, overcoming fear, or teaching children. Set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Goals should focus on technique and personal progress, not comparing with others. Small milestones build confidence and momentum: breathing underwater, floating, or completing a short distance. Core skills are introduced step by step. Breathing is the foundation. Inhale at the surface, exhale slowly underwater through the mouth and nose and alternate sides. Body position is next. The lungs act as a buoyancy fulcrum. Press the head and chest down while lifting the hips and legs to achieve a horizontal line. Floating on the back and front builds balance and prepares the body for strokes. Kicking should start from the hips with straight legs, pointed toes, and minimal splash. Common errors include bending the knees, kicking too high, and failing to coordinate with arm movements. Practice frequency is critical. Beginners should swim 2 to 3 times per week. Once a week is usually too infrequent because skills fade. Twice a week maintains basic ability. 3 times a week supports improvement. 4 or more sessions can accelerate progress for more advanced learners. Because swimming is highly technique-based, consistency is more important than long, sporadic sessions. Drills and tracking improve learning. Drills isolate parts of the stroke and should be balanced with actual swimming. Beginners may start with about 75% drills and 25% swimming, then increase swim time as technique improves. Useful methods include swim golf, counting strokes per length, video review, swim logs, and periodic instructor feedback. Progress should be measured by efficiency, comfort, and technique, not only distance or speed. Instruction format also matters. Private lessons offer personalized correction, customized plans, faster progress, often about twice as fast as group settings, and a low-pressure environment, especially for anxious adults. Group programs can work well when they have certified instructors, small classes, water safety education, and a pace that allows individual progress. Adult swim clubs and online communities add accountability and social support. Learning with a friend dramatically reduces dropout and increases commitment. The practical details are important. Most adults need about 20 to 25 hours of private lessons to gain basic swimming skills, though timing varies with comfort and practice. The first lesson usually focuses on shallow water comfort, walking, blowing bubbles, and using flotation devices. Beginners should practice 2 to 3 times per week. Fear is best addressed through gradual exposure, controlled breathing, flotation support, and professional guidance. Private lessons are worthwhile because they provide individualized attention and a supportive environment. The critical takeaway is that adult swimming is achievable at any age when learners combine the right mindset, structured instruction, and consistent practice. The path begins with reducing fear, mastering breathing and floating, building efficient kick and arm coordination, and tracking small improvements. Success is not about becoming a competitive swimmer quickly. It is about developing water confidence, safety skills, and a habit of regular practice. With patience, support, and incremental goals, adults can move from hesitation to competent, confident swimming.